The MUST trial evaluated over 2,000 patients prospectively studied to determine whether there were any characteristics of non-sustained VT that could predict which patients would have sustained monomorphic VT induced at electrophysiologic study. The assumption, of course, is that those in whom sustained VT is induced at study are at high risk for subsequent mortality. Therefore, if one could correlate a non-sustained morphology, rate, duration, some kind of characteristics with inducibility, this might help the clinician determine the highest risk subgroup. Those patients have been analyzed in great detail, and unfortunately, there are no characteristics of non-sustained VT that allow one to subgroup analyze such individuals. Thus, the mere presence of at least 3 beats of non-sustained VT will put a patient in a high-risk subgroup when added to the fact they have low ventricular function.